Hi, this is Rachel bringing you today's transformation conversation. Are you using your business to feel worthy? I've just come back from a week in California at Venice Beach, and I've been spending a lot of time with some really, really cool people going deeper into the nature of the fearless understanding, what I call the fearless understanding, looking at the nature of how the mind works and how life works. And I saw a lot of stuff there, because when you take some time to just be with stuff, you tend to have a richer experience of insights. When your mind's quiet enough, you can really see some new stuff. And when you work with somebody else who understands this, you can see more about what's really going on for you, and what's really getting in your way, and all of that kind of thing. So I had a really transformative experience, and I watched others have a deeply transformative experience as well, which is why I'm so excited about this work. It's like nothing I've ever done before. Rather than being a superficial psych you up, fix you for the moment until the next problem, this stuff changes lives. And that's really exciting. So I want to share a little bit of what I've seen with you there about being in business. So what if your business was nothing to do with how worthy you are or how you feel? Now, this is a big one, because I see so many of us, and I certainly include myself in this category, as being dedicated business owners or entrepreneurs or coaches or whatever we are. And we just immerse ourselves in business, and we think that it's because we need to work hard, to get what we want, we need to put in the hours, which, you know, is fair enough. We need to put in the hours. But so many of us lose sight of what we're actually doing and why we're building our business. And it really looks to me now like so many of us are searching for self-worth through growing our business. And the problem with that is you can't find self-worth by growing your business. It doesn't just suddenly arrive. The self-worth is available to you right now when you know where to look. But when you have a misunderstanding about how your mind works, you may very well be off living in the future, building your business, thinking that when you get to X, you will feel worthy, or you will feel happy, or you will feel successful, or, you know, whatever it is that's your thing, right? Whatever that niggle is, that habitual thinking that you have about yourself, where you're not good enough, or if only you had this. So that's one thing. And then another thing is, and I got this in a big way there, because one of my fellow coaches was sharing this for himself, and I thought it was really true for so many of us. Now, what if you think that reaching more people, which is such a common way of talking in our helping professional type industry, right? I want to reach more people. What if that is also just an ego boost, or a way to help yourself feel good about you? And it's not that I'm saying you shouldn't reach more people, but I'm just questioning, why do you want to reach more people? And if it's because you're after a feeling of self-worth, of, you know, I want to serve people, and you have a misunderstanding, and you think it's because that's where your well-being is, then you're going to be really disappointed, because no matter how many people you serve, you can't get that feeling. You can get a temporary boost, an ego boost. You can get a temporary feeling of, wow, I'm doing a great job. But if you think that that's going to change your experience of how you feel in life, then it's not. And that's what I want to wake you up to. That's what I want to help you with by sharing this. This isn't the easiest stuff to explain, by the way. So if you don't get it straight away, it's okay. There's lots of podcasts on the blog. There's lots of material that I'm sharing. I also have various ways to work with me that you can explore this and go deeper. So I'm sharing it because it's important. I don't want you spending your life chasing something that isn't there. Now, what if you were free to grow your business and go about your life without the pressure of thinking you need it all to be a certain way for you to feel good? That sounds simple, but it's absolutely huge. Both the good and the bad news, I suppose, of what I'm pointing you to is that this is really how the mind works. You can be free right now to grow your business and go about your life without getting caught up in all of your thinking about what you need to be happy, to be successful, to be okay. It's available to you right now when you know how to get out of your own head, out of your own psychology, and let yourself settle enough to just see what really is true and not what you're making up. So if you're consumed by business, and if you are, you'll know what I mean. You're always on your phone, you're always on your computer, you're always at your desk, you're always thinking about business. Even when you're off, you're thinking about your business. And you may think, you may kid yourself into thinking that that's because you're ambitious, you're determined, you're persistent, you are going to make it happen. And I'm not saying there isn't a place for those qualities, but it's the place that they come from that makes all the difference. And if you're so consumed that you're like missing your life, then I really feel an urge to help you get out of that. Because it's not a fun place to be and it's not a great way to live. Because you can be free to build your business to whatever level you want to build it to. But you can actually really, really have a great life now too when you understand this. And if you think that by being consumed by your business, so, you know, because you need to be, is the way to go, then I really just invite you to take a deeper look at what's really going on for you. Because it may be that you're hiding behind your business. You're using your business as a kind of therapy or as a kind of way to block out feelings that you don't like. And you think that your business is some kind of vehicle that one day when it does what you think it should do, you will then be happy. And that's, how can I put it? That's crappy. That's a crappy way to live. I've lived that way. And I've had periods where I've really been in that. And I haven't known the truth of how life really works. And I haven't known how the mind really works. Because 99% of personal development doesn't teach you that. It points you to looking at how to be better, how to fix your already broken self. That's kind of like the premise of personal development. So no wonder there's not much freedom in it, really. So to wrap up, as I said, I'd like to invite you to take a deeper look at what's really going on for you, because there's no solution to a feeling. I've seen that clearly now. If you've got a feeling that you don't like, whether it's not being worthy, not being, you know, like the kind of imposter syndrome, I'm not good enough. Goodness, if someone finds out the truth about me, and it doesn't matter how successful you are externally, right? A feeling is there. And that is simply because your thought process, your patterns that you're running in your mind are immediately translating into that feeling. It's just your thought in the moment. And you can literally just stop thinking it, right? But the problem is many of us have these long-running psychological kind of toxic patterns and we don't know how to get out of them. And I've had a lot of success with this now, working with clients in this what I call fearless understanding, showing them how to free themselves mentally so that they can really enjoy their life and do what they want to do. And I'd like to share more of that with you. So if you'd like to go deeper and explore this with me, we can have a real life conversation, me and you, completely private, and just talk about what's bugging you, what's getting in your way, those things that they just keep coming up for you. And it doesn't matter what you do, you can see that it's not fixing it. Doesn't matter how many clients you get, how many clients you don't get, how many sales you make, how much marketing you do, how pretty you look on your website, what copy you tweak, how you do anything, what relationship you have. You can see that there's something deeper than that that's getting in your way every time. And that's what I'd love to help you with. So if you'd like to take up my invitation, you can apply for a Fearless Transformation conversation with me at www.rachelhenker.com/conversation. And all of the instructions and how it works are on that page. If you've got any questions, you can pop your details into the pop-up box, the contact form at the bottom of the website, or you can email info@rachelhenker.com and we'll be happy to help you. Okay, have a great day. Thank you.